Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. This show is brought to you by TraderCobb.com. That's COBB.com, where you can go across and find all of your crypto trading educational needs. Now, if you don't know how to go short in the market, that is where you can learn it. Go across, have a look at the courses, a bunch of free content, and sign up to the bi-weekly video newsletter there, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, guys, so starting the day off with the show, looking at the markets for right now, and guess what we are doing? We are sitting bang on that support of 6,553 or thereabouts. We are sitting right on that right now, around that 6,500 level. And I'll tell you what, it's going to be very, very interesting to see if we hold that or if we fold on that. Now, for me, I'd prefer it to hold and bounce. I really, really would. But I'm also a trader. I'm a realist. And the market's momentum right now is to the downside. There is nothing more bearish to say than that. It is down. Your hope, your dreams, your desires, your what you want does not matter right now. You need to be equipped. You need to know how to trade, because if you don't, and we do fall off, see a fall to say 3,000, it's very likely going to hurt you. Okay, now I'm not going to be like that. I've got a short still on. I've got a hedge. Now, I'm not doing this to brag. I'm doing this to give you an understanding of what you need right now. If you've been sitting back and wondering, well, when am I going to start trading? When am I going to learn how to hedge? When am I going to learn how to get short the markets? Well, then it's time to stop thinking and start doing, because you've missed out on some phenomenal opportunities leading up to this point in time. Are you going to miss what could be a massive move to the downside? Now, I said could be, because I would still like to see it bounce. But let's be honest, again, it's not about what could. It's about right now. The market is very, very bearish. If we break that 6,500 level and we get below it, okay, if we properly get below it, if we break the low of the last 24 hours candle, which closes at 10 a.m. here, Sydney time, then we're likely to see Bitcoin sell off hard, because it's not a great deal to hold it. There really is not a great deal to hold it, guys. And as I've said time and time again, if we break down through the low of 5,873, if you're following on any of my social media accounts, or if you're on TradingView, I do some videos there, or if you're in the Market View, where I do videos for all of my subscribers, you'll know that point where you do not have a higher low on the monthly, we're actually going to be driving lower, and that could then mean some serious selling, because we'll have the daily, the weekly, and the monthly all in downtrends. And that, to me, is something that I need to be able to understand and be aware of. So for me, my focus today right now is looking at where I can be trading. It's not been very often that I've had really phenomenal trades setting up on Bitcoin itself. It's not happened a great deal. Like, it's been Bitcoin Cash, it's been against NEO, it's been against other opportunities, other markets. I had a really good hard look at Litecoin yesterday, didn't quite get the setup. Litecoin is below $100. Litecoin is a perfect example, a great market right now for looking for shorting opportunities. Bitcoin Cash is sitting right there on support, 886. There's a lot of these top 10 tokens that are providing us with very strong downtrends. And because there are very strong downtrends, that means there are good trading opportunities that will present themselves if they haven't yet. Do you know what to do? I've been saying this for months, guys. This shouldn't be news to you. If you don't know how to short the markets, you need to learn. If you don't know how to trade, you need to learn. I say this not because I want you to go and spend money on my courses, okay? Yes, if you wish to do that, then yes, you can go and spend money to do the courses. But honestly, guys, honestly, I mean, go and watch the free stuff first. Get your head around it. Just watch as much as you want. Or don't work with me, that's fine, but you need to learn to trade. If you don't want to trade when the markets are going up because your investments are fine and you're happy just sort of being, you know, standing back and not doing a great deal, that's fine. If you're happy to hold on to your investments and watch the market fall and you fall with it or move to dollar tether, that's fine also. But if you sit there and you pull your hair out and you freak out and you worry and you're concerned about what's going on here and you don't really know what to do and you've got 1,000 things going through your head at 1,000 miles an hour, then you need to learn to trade. Now, learning to trade is not just about going out and opening up a trading account and start placing trades. Guys, you can lose money very quickly as a trader, especially in these markets. You need to know what you're doing. You need to manage your risk. You need to have a structured approach. You need to do your reporting. Better yet, you need to have a group that you can share all this with and learn together with. Now, guys, I'm not going to make this a long episode because I got a lot of work to do. I got to get stuck in here. I got to get all my accounts opened up, and I got to get ready. If we do break 6,500, I'm going to be looking for opportunities, and I'm going to have a big active trading day if the opportunities present themselves. That's what I'm going to be doing, so I'm going to make this nice and short and sweet. But, guys, if you don't know how to trade, get across and get yourself going, get educated, and let's get you the other half of the puzzle. The markets are going to fall when they fall. And when they fall, if you can make money with them, then guess what? You're good either way. Guys, have a fantastic day. Don't forget that this show is brought to you by TraderCobb.com, where you can find all of your crypto trading and shorting crypto needs. Technical analysis trading is something that does work within the right set of hands. Jump across and grab the structured trading approaches and learn how to trade the markets both long and short today. Have a great day. Bye.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com because experience matters.